Well, and John, I wasn't trying to take a cheap shot at you when I mentioned about the age. What I was wondering is there clearly must be a benefit to being older than the typical young jock in your business.
Yeah,
and I'm wondering, is it the experience as a performer or the maturity as a human being?
Both.
Or
both. I like to kid around that when I started in the business, everybody who directed me was older than me.
Right. Yeah.
And now everybody that directs me is younger than my daughters.
Yeah. Right.
Younger than your daughters.
I mean, my kids are grown up, but I mean, it's like...
It's true.
It's really weird to go in and take direction from someone who's 22 years old and...
Well, you know,
especially in network television.
Just not hearing those vowels.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
That's good, John. Could you sound a little taller?
If you could go back to the beginnings of your voiceover careers, are there any things you've learned, whether it's marketing, performing, auditioning, anything that you kind of wish you had picked up earlier?
That's a good question.
Let go of your voice. Let it go. I come from an age where we had the Clevite headphones, which made your voice sound a certain kind of way, and I'd play to that. So I didn't know for years, but I was holding my voice and kind of sounding like this, kind of keeping it in a pocket that sounded good to me in my earphones. Hey, come on now. I'm trying to be sincere. Then I got a job at a radio station and I had to go the next day. Go there, start now. Plugged in the earphones and they blew out the earphone box. The impedance mismatch. I didn't have my earphones. Suddenly I was forced to listen to what I intended to say rather than the sound of my own voice. And everything changed.
Wow.
And the other thing is, you know, from the earlier session, we you're a product. Just like we learned earlier, know the limitations of your product. I can't do a voice that says, geez, like Danny, you know, Danny, if you can just say, say this, Dan, pays off double.
Pays off double.
Oh, I can't do that. So I can't get there. So what I have to do is use what I've got. And I've got middle voice. Casey Kasem calls it. Garbage. You know, he divides the voice into three parts, the high, the medium, and the low. And the medium part is the part he calls garbage. And so I realized that I'm 98% garbage. And so instead of saying, you know, getting the bottom like Danny does, I'll just say the word and follow through and resolve. And what did I ask you to say? Pays off double. I'll go... Pays off double.
Yeah.
It turns into a whisper. And if I try to get it down there, then I sound strained and I'm completely unbelievable. But
and we all go through that.
Yeah.
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 I think if there was one thing that I wished I knew when I first started that I know now is how to interpret direction from people who are directing you in a session. Because when somebody says, can you romance it a little, or can you sweeten it, or can you... sound a little tougher, or everybody means something different. I mean, 10 directors could say the exact same thing and all mean 10 different things. So you get better at reading what it is that people mean when they give you direction. And I'm not sure that there's any way you can finger snap that knowledge. That just has to come with
experience,
years of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's good to know that that's one of the things that's important to learn, because then when someone says, you know, it needs to be warmer. Well, I always want to ask them to give me a couple of words other than warmer so I know exactly what it is they're talking about. Because if you can take direction and you get a reputation as someone who can take direction, you can work all the time. Because a lot of people not only can't take direction, a lot of people won't take direction.
Right.
Plus, I never have understood that.
If they feel that you're taking direction, then they're going to say, I like this guy because I can work with him.
Yeah, exactly. He's cooperative, or he knows what I'm talking about.